Hello?
Hey, is Pete in?
Speaking.
Hey, Pete. Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
The Bank of what?
Bank of Cardiff. Like car and then diff is indifferent.
Oh, Cardiff. Yeah, what's going on?
Not too much. How are you doing?
Good, good. You guys got my $1 million deposit you can send to me?
Yeah, I wish.
Nice. Send it over. I've been waiting for you guys to call with it.
Of course, yeah, me too. I've been waiting for one of those calls for a while.
the king of Nigeria told me you guys had it for me, so I know you're calling to tell me it's coming, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm calling, giving you some money, man. but real reason I call is just wanted to follow up on a couple things. It does involve some money, though, so
All right.
You guys had financing through Eastern Bank? Sound familiar?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. You guys had a pretty good relationship with them over there, and really because of that, we pre-approved you for it's a little shy of $1 million, but right around $250,000 for some equipment,
okay.
Financing and working capital. Just wanted to see how the business would be going for you.
All right. So what's the interest rate on that return, and what kind of deal is it? Is it equity-based? Is it unsecured credit? What is it?
Yeah, it's unsecured typically. We do offer secured. Depends on what you're looking for. Are you kind of looking more towards equipment or capital there?
I would actually be looking at to do like a buy, fix up, and sell property. So I guess you'd call that equipment or something to that effect, you know?
You're looking more on the shorter term kind of loan then, right?
I would think so, but we could be a long term too if I'm buying something to hold too. So, I mean, the options are open.
Of course, no, that is the reason I ask is because we can't really compete with real estate loans over here. I mean, your best bet if you are looking to, get to a longer term, like a 10, 20 year loan, you are better off to go with, you know, when it comes to
a
fixing
life. The funny thing is I've been talking to some of my investor buddies about doing short term things, and I was actually looking for an unsecured line of credit, so your timing might be good.
No, yeah, well, definitely. Well, we have both over here. Working capital is our main, shorter term loan that's is really popular. It can be anywhere from 6 months to 2 years typically, and anywhere around there. And usually, what that works well with is when you want to get something, a project started that you'll have a nice return on down the road. Can use the cash up front, get everything going. And then take your early payment discounts and, get a discount on your interest and, write it off all at once in a way.
Is it structured like a construction loan, essentially, where there's no payment until, a certain time in the future? Or is it interest only in the short term? How does it work?
Unfortunately, it isn't like that. There are ways we can, postpone payments if you are waiting on. So we work with a lot of construction companies, so we make it so where it can be easier to do that kind of thing. But no, typically, being that it's unsecure, no collateral, of course, not having to put anything up. But as far as structure, you're looking at typically what we'll do is we give you an approval once you submit everything for the largest amounts, and you can kind of go from there, really. But when it comes down to that, we typically fall back on we give you a set payback amount, basically. So say you're looking, how much would you be looking for, possibly?
I mean, the million's great. Honestly, it's probably around 250, I think, to do a project. That'll give me the down on something decent, some capital, do the fix-ups, and then, some room to have some unexpected, issues. But I think 250 to 300, I mean, if I got 500, then even better.
Okay.
But, those numbers, I don't need a million to get rolling by any means, so.
Okay. No, yeah, but, that's typically how that works. But we do base, the capital program off of your sales. So instead of like leaning on your credit and looking at that, we consider how much money you're bringing in and out of the business. So we assume if you have the cash, you'll be able to cash flow and pay us back, basically.
So what are your rates usually, interest rates?
Typically, it's hard to say. We don't offer just a straight rate across the board, just because, each business is much different. depends on, you know, a few different things. We look at your 6 months of bank statements, see how much money you have coming in and out of the accounts there, how much times you deposit. So I don't really want to give you any unrealistic expectations over the phone there. But let me ask you this, just to give you a better idea real quick and maybe what we could do for you. What did you guys do in gross annual sales for 2015?
2015 probably was about 550 to 600.
Okay, 550 to 600.
Yep.
Okay, and that was top line?
No, that was, probably had some growth coming in on that too. So we had a house coming online in 2015. So, you know, estimated carrying that over is probably a little over, but 550 to 6 is probably a safe number.
Safe number. Okay, yeah, ballpark there. Well, with that, you know, we'd definitely be able to work with you on the 250K, maybe not all at once because it would be based off your sales a little over-leveraged, but are you tracking to do about the same for this year, or are you looking to beat it?
Yeah, I'm probably a little ahead of this year than last year. So.
Okay, nice. And so on this development you're looking at doing, is it how exactly is that going to work for you, or what were your plans there?
Buy a place on a little bit of distressed property, fix it up, paint, resell, you know, mark up, get the rents higher, turning into a, you know, higher income property and selling it.
Okay, so basically you'd just be using the cash to initially get to, basically to build the investment up and fix up everything you're looking to do around the property, that sort of thing, just to make it sell for a little more. Okay.
Yep.
And what's have you run any numbers yet and seen what kind of return you might be looking to get on something like this? You know, quantify that yet?
Yeah, it's probably in the 25 to 30 range. I figure I can do 3 or 4 of them a year if I got my shit together, and maybe I keep one and move 3, or keep 2, move 2, and figure it out from there. But I think I can do that many in a year, you know?
No, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, what I would say is, sounds like might be good for you to start out with, and good little idea to ponder upon is, since you're looking to do something like that, and since your sales really might not support the whole 250K all at once, which we could do is, I know you're talking about with your investor friends about doing some, you know, shorter term. What I would recommend to do this so we can get you that 250K. In the long run is be able to set you up on like a shorter term, maybe looking at 50, maybe 65K every 6 months. And what we can do is, you know, after you're halfway, say you take a 6 month term, you're 3 months down the road, you actually can take out additional capital on top, refinance the whole payment, and, you know, be able to just keep getting additional cash every so often, if that makes sense. So maybe instead of giving you the 250 all at once, we'd be able to spread it out over a year, year and a half or something like that, and really
yeah,
build.
That would be too long. Obviously, I'd be looking for the, you know what, let me crunch some more numbers and see what I could actually use for a number. I mean, it may be 100,000. It could be 50,000. It's really the down and the fix. So, you know, okay. Let me crunch some numbers. I got your number here, but why don't you give me a call next week, and we can talk some more about it.
No, definitely, yeah.
That's better numbers, you know.
Of course. Yeah, and I was going to ask you too, just so you know, when were you looking to start this?
I'm actually actively looking, so.
Actively looking, okay. So, yeah, well, what I would recommend then, you do your research and see what you're looking for and what you might want. And what I would recommend here is what we can do at the same time is also get you started on seeing what we, like, the highest amount we can get you for over here. That way you know already, and when you're ready to pull the trigger, most since you're already actively looking, the process is 90% done, so to say. You call us back, say, hey, you know, I saw you, you know, you had us pre-approved for this, and we're good for this amount. I'm looking at taking, you know, maybe only 50K, but, you know, ready to go. And that way it's like, whenever you're ready for the funds, we'll probably only take a day or so. I mean, best case scenario. So, yeah, just to keep that in mind, the process is super simple. But it would really just be the application, 6 months of your banks, like I said, and then most recent tax return, so we can see the ownership breakdown of the company and that sort of thing.
All right. Why don't you, do you have my email?
No, I don't. What's a good one for you, Pete?
All right. It's PeteCast2.
At AOL.com.
Yep.
At AOL.com. All right, Pete, well, I'll shoot that stuff over your way. Check it out. I'll include some reviews on our company, too, just so you can scroll through those and check us out, see what other real people, real business owners like yourself are having to say, and then I'll get in touch next week sometime. We'll go from there.
All right, sounds good. Thanks again.
Of course, Pete. Have a good one. Enjoy your weekend over there.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep, bye.